home for the St. Louis Cardinals. He wasn't checked on like he was supposed to be. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. More is coming out about the situation in the New York City jail, where Jeffrey Epstein apparently killed himself. He wasn't on suicide watch anymore, despite what's believed to be a failed attempt 2 weeks ago.
Fox News has learned that Epstein was supposed to be checked on every 30 minutes, but was left alone for hours before he was found dead. Epstein was also supposed to have a cellmate now that he was out of suicide watch, but he was transferred out, and Epstein was left all alone. And at this point, there's been no explanation as to why he had his own cell. Sources told the AP that the prison is very short-staffed, with guards working extreme overtime just to keep up.
That's Fox's Rob Schmidt. Epstein was awaiting trial on sex trafficking charges involving underage girls. A week after the massacres in El Paso and Dayton, Democrats running for president keep pushing for stricter gun laws.
Will we be a nation free from fear, free from violence?
That's Cory Booker on ABC's This Week. Bernie Sanders told CBS's Face the Nation.
Poll after poll shows that overwhelmingly the American people want to expand background checks.
They also want the type of gun used in many mass shootings banned, including frontrunner Joe Biden. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, we have to get these weapons of war off our streets. That from former Vice President Biden referring to assault weapons in an op-ed for the New York Times. Biden vowed that if he's elected president, he'll work to pass bans on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, coupled with a buyback program. He also wrote that he'll build on the Brady Bill, which established a background check system. Biden writing, if we cannot rise to meet this moment, it won't just be a political failure, it will be a moral one. Dave.
Rachel, last week, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said they would consider new gun laws when the Senate returns next month. The Trump administration has put out a new rule strengthening the ability of federal officials to deny green cards to immigrants who are considered likely to need government aid. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
There's a hearing today that Bill Cosby hopes goes his way. He's appealing the sexual assault conviction that has him living in a prison cell.
Bill Cosby's attorneys are expected to ask the Pennsylvania Superior Court to overturn his conviction and be given a new trial. Cosby, who turned 82 last month, is currently serving a 3-to-10-year sentence after a jury found him guilty of drugging and molesting Andrea Constant at his home in 2004. More than 50 women have accused him of similar acts. Last month, Cosby's attorneys settled a defamation lawsuit with one of them, former supermodel Janice Dickinson, who accused him of sexual assault in a 2014 interview. Cosby's spokesman says his insurance company settled the suit despite Cosby's objections. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A New Mexico man goes to court today in Delaware for a hearing in a so-called swatting case. Stephen Landis accused of posing as someone else, then calling police last year to falsely report he planted bombs at a Georgetown elementary school and at a Walmart. Police say he's in a feud online with the guy he pretended to be, and that man is also accused in swatting cases in five states. Two American athletes who may compete in the next Olympics next year caused some controversy over the weekend.
U.S. fencer Rayson Bowden took a knee during the national anthem after receiving a gold medal at the Pan American Games in Lima, Peru. He later said in an Instagram post that he chose to sacrifice his moment at the top of the podium to call attention to racism, gun control, mistreatment of immigrants, and a president who spreads hate. U.S. hammer thrower Gwen Berry raised her fist during the anthem the next day after receiving her gold medal. The U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee said in a statement Sunday that its leadership is reviewing possible consequences. Former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick started kneeling during the national anthem before 49ers games in 2016 to protest police brutality. Richard Jordan, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could drop big at the opening bell. Dow futures are down well over 100 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
8:05. Local news now brought to you by Rhonda Lash, loan officer with CIBM Mortgage. Rhonda and her team at CIBM Mortgage wants to make the home buying process easy. Get pre-approved today. Call Rhonda at 390-9310 or email rhonda.lash@cibmmortgage.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign police are looking for a 27-year-old man who is a suspect in a stabbing that happened on August 1st. The evening of August 1st, Champaign police responded to an apartment complex parking lot in the 500 block of South Mattis Avenue on reports of a stabbing. Responding officers found a 29-year-old victim at the scene suffering from serious injuries. The victim went to a hospital. Police say there was a verbal argument between individuals who know each other. An arrest warrant has been issued for Deontay Campbell for aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. Bond was set at $50,000. Three women were taken to a hospital after a two-vehicle crash that happened Saturday morning west of St. Joseph. The News Gazette says it happened on U.S. 150. Both vehicles flipped. Three women were taken to Carle Foundation Hospital. One was later released. A relative of the women in the van said they were headed east when the van was hit from behind by an SUV. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, it's Rhonda Lash, loan officer with CIBM Bank. We know some of you are exploring, and we know some of you are expecting, and some looking to retire. From your first house, one big enough for all the kids, to that warm vacation escape. So that's why we want to make it easy and lend you the money that you need. So come see me, Rhonda Lash, at CIBM Bank.
Upgrading or buying? Email rhonda.lash@cibmmortgage.com or call 390-9310. LS number 1772943.
All right, here is your weather forecast, and by golly, those look like rain clouds.
They do. We do have a 30% chance of isolated showers and thunderstorms on today's forecast. A nice August 12th with a high 83 expected. 72 our low tonight. Clouds on tomorrow's forecast with a 20% chance of rain, down to around 62 in the evening. On Wednesday and Thursday, we're up towards 80, down to around the mid-50s at night. Temperatures currently at 74. ESPN 93.5.
Now look at that radar. I'm going, how's that 30%?
Right.
Unless it just splits. But there's a bunch of stuff that's right now.
Sometimes it'll form and really pound a neighborhood, and then, you know, it'll dissipate.
Right. No,
that's just how it goes.
Right. It's very isolated, but it looks like, you know, stuff's moving through Springfield and before that Quincy. I guess it could go south. But it looks like we have a pretty decent chance of rain. But again, what hits this yard doesn't hit that yard. Some of the stuff's been so isolated, very difficult to count on rain. I mean, remember April, May, June? It's like, what day is going to be dry? And now here we are going, I wonder if we're ever going to get rain again. All right, here we go. Good to have you along. Could a digital detox vacation change your life? This is from the Wall Street Journal. It's boasted about pricey vacation spots that promote no cell reception or Wi-Fi.
Okay.
It's a concept called digital detox vacations, where gadgets are turned off, taken away, or just don't connect to the internet. Denali Park, Alaska may top the list at $2,000 a night.
Mm.
Wow.
Okay, so I could shut off my phone and go to Turkey Run and do it a lot
Same
cheaper
thing.
Than that.
Lee Richardson, our good friend. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Mental health expert, Brain Performance Center, isn't it?
It is.
Lee Richardson. Okay, so we have a town called Philo, the center of the universe. I could charge $2,500 and detox them digitally there.
There you go.
I mean, crying out loud, you're telling me all you have to do is turn the phone off, Lee.
Right.
Yeah, it seems like it's really pretty simple, doesn't it? You just hold that button down for like 5 seconds, and it goes away. But for some of us, I think it's different. Some of us grew up with that phone in their hand. And some of us use it so much for work that, you know, the phone does make you more productive. The problem is there's a fine line between being productive and going down the rabbit hole.
Yeah. And you know
and
what? We're going
down
the rabbit hole. Yeah, you're right about that. I don't know. I mean, how do we go from I really need this to do business to I can't take my blankie out of my fingers because I'm sucking my thumb? I mean, this is a dependency, isn't it?
It is.
It is. You know what it really is? It's a relationship. And if your relationship with your phone is more intimate and better than it is with your family and your friends, you've got a problem.
Right. So is there a time gauge? When do we know we're crossing over into, it's just too much, Lee?
Well, I think, you know, when you find you can't pick up a book anymore and read it, or maybe you can't watch a whole movie, or you can't have some long, serious conversations because you're so fixated on your phone, then you know it's a problem.
Yeah.
You can't take your attention off of that phone.
Well, first thing you said. Lee, what did you say? You said something, book? What's a book?
That's a four-letter word.
I don't know what that is.
It has been a while since I read a book.
Well, I've read a lot online.
Right.
Does that count?
No. Don't you want to feel it? Don't you want to pick it up? You know, I like the way a book feels.
No, I agree with you, and I do. I feel the same way about newspaper. I'm one of the older guys that likes holding a paper. So I guess same kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I've downloaded a few books on like an iPad and read from that. But it isn't the same. I do like page turning. There's no doubt about that. It's just that we're so busy with our phones that we don't have time to read a book.
Well, we are. I mean, 61% of us check our phone within 5 minutes of waking up. And many of us charge their phones in their bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where do you draw that line? Where do you say, I need some me time instead of I need my phone?
Well, I'm working on my digital detox vacation, and we'll just make it real she, and I'll have sushi and yoga and stuff. So I'm pretty excited about that business
opportunity. Right there at home.
Yeah.
You can create your own screen-life balance. You know, that's the new work-life balance.
Yeah. How about you, Lee? I mean, you got a business. How much do you have your phone with you?
Well, I do have a business. I'm a psychotherapist and a neurotherapist, so I'm with clients all day long. And I can't answer my phone. And I can't respond to tweets or texts, you know. I'll be honest, if I get a few minutes, if I get like a 10-minute break, I do look at
it. Yeah, sure. Will you see if anybody in your family trying to reach you or your husband trying to get hold of you for something? But what's a neuro and psycho? Is that like, what's a psychotherapist? What's a neurotherapist?
Well, a psychotherapist is just talk therapy. And a neurotherapist is, I'm board certified in neurofeedback, and I combine that with CBT. So it's a type of therapy that I do to help you change your brain with self-regulation.
And how long have you been doing this, Lee?
Well, I've been board certified in neurofeedback since 2004.
Okay.
So I've been doing it for a while.
Yeah. Have you heard it all?
Pardon?
Have you heard it all? I mean, is there anything that in a daily where you go, wait a minute, I haven't heard that thing before, or that's concerning, that doesn't fit into any column, or is it always kind of, okay, I know what I'm dealing with when you're talking to people?
People are so interesting and so diverse. No, I haven't heard it all.
Mm.
And, you know, I think that life keeps changing. Well, look at what technology has done to our life.
Yeah.
I mean, cell phone usage, screen time, to me, that's a new addiction.
Hmm.
And I know that sounds so clinical to say it's addiction, but when you can't put it down and you can't walk away from it, you know, whether it's alcohol or drugs or social media, what happens is, you know, you do something that you like, and in the brain, you have these neurotransmitters, dopamine, and the brain starts kicking out all this dopamine. And those little nerve cells get confused because it starts out, I like that. I really like that.
Mm.
And then the more dopamine that gets kicked out, it goes to, you know what? I want that. I want to do that.
Mm.
And then the next level is I need it. I need it. I've got to have it. So, no, I haven't heard it all. That's for sure.
Lee Richardson, how do people connect with you?
You can find me online at thebrainperformancecenter.com. You can give us a call with any questions you have, 817-500-4863.
Hey, thanks for helping people.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. Lee Richardson.
Thebrainperformancecenter.com.
Okay. Go to our morning sports. Cubs and Cardinals. Getting kind of fun.
It is. The Cardinals 2 games behind the Cubs. The Cubs won yesterday over Cincinnati 6-3. They had some big hits. We had the St. Louis Cardinals sweeping the Pittsburgh Pirates. 11-9 was the final there. Let's get your Redbird recap.
John, what a big day for the rookie, Lane Thomas.
Lane Thomas had a triple, a grand slam.
Swing and a high fly ball. That's deep to left field. It's a slam! Grand slam, Lane Thomas!
He had 5 runs batted in for the day and threw a runner out at the plate.
I think that's kind of been more my role lately is, you know, the defense part of it. So that's, you know, I really focus on that and, you know, work with Willie a lot on days that I'm not playing. So it's been a big thing lately.
But how about the veteran Paul Goldschmidt? He went 4-for-5 with a homer, 3 RBIs. He's hitting .387 against the Pirates this year with 7 home runs and 22 RBIs. And John Gant got the win in the 11-9 victory. Gant is the first St. Louis reliever with 8 victories since Russ Springer went 8-1 in 2007. It's a sweep for the Cardinals. They're in second place, 2 games behind the Cubs in the Central.
Things look good for the Redbirds. They're rolling as they knock off the Pirates 11-9, and they sweep the series, the 3-game series, with that victory. And 8-0 now is the Cardinal reliever.
We have Kansas City Royals tomorrow. It's a 7:15 start. Jack Flaherty to the mound. You'll hear the action here on ESPN 93.5. And after the Cubs beat the Cincinnati Reds, they've got the Philadelphia Phillies tomorrow. It's a 6:05 start with Jose Quintana on the mound. In fact, it was quite a seventh inning. Chris Bryant got a great hit.
Well, it was again, Cubs are losing 3-0. And so Cincinnati, who'd already won 2 out of 3, feeling pretty good. And the Cubbies rallied to their credit. And right after this Bryant hit, Ian Happ had one. And that shot out of the Cincinnati Stadium. But here's Chris Bryant on the biggest hit of the day for the Chicago Cubs.
And the pitch to Chris. A swing and a drive. Left field and deep. It's got a chance. Gone. 3-run homer, Chris Bryant. Cubs lead 5-3.
That's the mystery of the Cubs on the road. I think the worst team in baseball on the road, and yet you hear all the fans at every stadium they go to. There's always Cub fans on a lot of them.
It's true. Oakland A's over the Chicago White Sox 2-0. They'll host Houston tonight at 7:10. EI Baseball Tournament Champions.
Yeah.
Buckley's Dutch Masters over Royal 8-7.
Ooh.
And a come from behind win.
Isn't Buckley JT Warmbier?
I believe that might be right. Anyway, I was just looking at the website and the team picture and things like
that. Well, how long is Buckley, Loden, Royal, and Gifford Flatbill?
Gifford Flatbill.
They've been legendary teams for 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
This stuff's been going on.
So good stuff. We also had trending in the sports world about, I hadn't mentioned the death of Daryl Drake at the age of 62 over the weekend. 16 years in the NFL. Most recently, the Pittsburgh Steelers wide receivers coach. But the likes of Brian Urlacher and Moore on the Bears team talking about him dying suddenly. No cause of death has been listed for Daryl Drake.
Okay, it looks like the Cubs are the fifth worst team on the road, so that's not the worst. So there you go. Now check your weather.
High 83, low 72. Chance of rain 30%. 20% chance of showers on tomorrow's forecast. High 83, low 63. 80 the high on Wednesday and Thursday, down into the mid-50s at night. We're currently at 74 with the overcast conditions. And there was a little radar that had some rain in the forecast for right now. ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, Illinois football continuing, getting closer, though, as we get ready for Akron 2 weeks from Saturday. It'll be August 31. We have an August game this year. And, you know, a little optimism here, at least the front part of the schedule, thinking we might go 3-0. If we go 3-0 and host Nebraska, there'll be a lot of people at that football game. That'll be a lot of fun on the 20th of September, I think. It's 8:20.
From the Fox Business Network, Rite Aid has a new chief executive officer months after the chain announced its restructuring. It's Hayward Donegan, who previously was CEO at Sapphire Digital, a website that analyzes healthcare plans. Rite Aid has been working to turn around the business by reducing its corporate staff by 400 and making other changes. Rite Aid sold more than 1,900 stores to Walgreens last year. It now has about 2,400 stores in 18 states. Kraft Heinz is in danger of having its credit rating downgraded to junk status because of uncertainty around the company's strategy for the future. It reported a disappointing first half of the year, and now it says it'll miss a deadline to file its quarterly numbers with the Securities and Exchange Commission. Kraft Heinz is dealing with an accounting investigation, too. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Retired police officers went through a lot. The last thing they need to think about is a roof in their retirement. Freedom Roofing respects former police officers and the sacrifices they made. That's why Freedom Roofing is giving away a roof to one retired police officer. To nominate a retired police officer, just email the officer's name, address, phone number, and a paragraph on why you think they deserve a new roof and send it to freedom@sjbroadcasting.com. The team at Freedom Roofing will select a retired officer as the winner in September. That address again is freedom@sjbroadcasting.com.
Nice gesture from Freedom Roofing. Get that to me. Freedom@sjbroadcasting.com. It's just a nice thing to do for somebody that would deserve that.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks to Kurt Kaiser, Freedom Roofing, for supporting law enforcement.
Freedom@sjbroadcasting.com.
Who's Matthew Cloud?
Oh, Matthew Cloud, Unity Rocket, class of 2016. He's an excellent vocalist. He loves to sing like Frank and Michael Bublé and things like that.
Little that loungy thing.
And he has seen Michael Bublé before and really emulates him.
I like Michael Bublé.
I do, too.
Matthew Cloud won the state championship for the Illinois State Fair karaoke.
That's right. They've kind of tweaked the talent show contest to just make it karaoke style. And he won this past weekend. He'll be one of the featured vocalists ahead of the Ringo Starr and his All-Star Band show on Tuesday, August 20th at Houlihan's at First and St. Mary. So I'm looking forward to this champion vocalist from the Illinois State Fair.
Well, he did
doing his thing.
Michael Bublé feeling good.
Okay.
On the Grand Central Stage. He impressed them initially, then he did a rendition of Tritt's Anymore, Travis Tritt.
Ooh, nice.
I don't know that song.
Anymore.
Mm. Just a few years ago, Cloud was performing in musicals like Grease. Legally Blonde.
Oh, that's right.
Guys and Dolls as a student at Unity High School.
Yes.
Now he's preparing for his senior year at Elmhurst College, where he's majoring in music business.
Imagine that.
Yeah, so that's in Front Page News Gazette today. Good for Matthew Cloud.
And one of our first recipients of the Polly Anderson Scholarship.
Awesome.
So good stuff happening for the Cloud family. And Matthew's younger brother, Ben, also a wonderful vocalist. Way to go.
Way to go.
Christy and Neil, you raised a good kid.
Wow. The Clouds.
Mm-hmm.
Good
right
job.
Right there in Tolono.
825. Yeah.
An EFINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Well, if you're thinking you may need a new vehicle, you can go check out Honda BMW or start online at drivechampagne.com, because at Honda BMW, they're going to take care of you before, during, and then after, because they want this to be a long-term deal where you'll just go back time and time again. That's what's happening. Since the new ownership took over about 6 years ago, the thing is exploding. It's an award-winning dealership. They're right off Neil at Brewer Wash in Savoy. You can say to Ben Quattrone or any of the other fine people there, and that's why they're good. The people are so darn good. Check them out, drivechampagne.com, off Neil at Brewer Wash in Savoy. Drivechampagne.com for Honda BMW. Terrific, terrific place.
Yeah.
All right, saw Lion King. A little on that coming up in just a moment. 359-2255. You can always text in this morning on anything. It's 8:30. We'll be back after the news.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Jeffrey Epstein was not checked on in his prison cell for hours leading up to his death Saturday. There are federal investigations.
According to a person familiar with the situation, Epstein should have been physically checked on by guards every 30 minutes. This source also says the fact that Epstein did not have a cellmate is also unusual. The criminal case against the 66-year-old convicted pedophile ends with his death, but the investigation can continue into suspected co-conspirators.
Fox's Brian Yenis in New York. A fire at a home used as an overnight child care center is under investigation in Erie, Pennsylvania. Gary Santone's the fire chief there.
We're able to rescue or pull out the five younger children. Unfortunately, they all passed away.
One was a child of the home's owner. Four were siblings whose parents, according to a grandmother, were working the overnight shift. This is Fox News.
Check over your local news now, brought to you by Thomas and Ellers Insurance, your local independent auto owner's insurance agent. Contact Justin or Dave today, 217-356-2400, or visit thomas-ellers.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. An Urbana man was given 4 years of probation after pleading guilty to aggravated unlawful use of weapons and possession of heroin. 27-year-old Chavez Chappelle admitted that he had a gun in a vehicle in Rantoul when he had a small amount of cannabis on him 2 years ago. Later in 2017, he was arrested by Illinois State Police, who found him for speeding and found 20 grams of heroin in his car. 6 months in jail and 4 years of probation is the sentence for an Urbana woman who admitted she drove drunk and got into a wreck where her three kids were hurt. 30-year-old Kashira Pettigrew pleaded guilty in May to aggravated DUI. She'll spend the first 60 days of the first 6 months in jail, but can spend the rest in remission depending on how probation goes. Three women were taken to a hospital after a two-vehicle crash that happened Saturday morning west of St. Joseph. The News Gazette says it happened on U.S. 150. Both vehicles flipped. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance as you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Contact Justin or Dave at Thomas & Ellers Insurance in Champaign today. 217-356-2400. Well, let's take a peek at the ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Overcast now. We're expecting a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. 83 our high, 73 our low. Up to 82 tomorrow with the clouds. 20% chance of rain. 63 on Tuesday evening. Partly cloudy, high 80. Wednesday, Thursday, 81 on Friday. Not a bad forecast for mid-August. Right now, the temperature's at 74. ESPN 93.5.
Well, big show. News this afternoon, 4 o'clock. Be listening. New show on the radio. Is Lante still involved? Today, Lon's got to stay, right? 4 to 6 today, new show. Don't miss it.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, 8:34, saw The Lion King. How do I describe this? It'd be like I Will Always Love You by Whitney.
Right. Classic.
Classic, great.
Who can never do it better?
Well, and then maybe J-Lo sings it. And she's pretty good.
Right.
Yeah, good. But I kind of like Whitney.
Right.
I guess that's the best way for me to describe The Lion King. Good, but you know, I thought Timon with Nathan Lane was about as good as voice acting as you can do.
That's right.
How do you do Will Smith as Robin Williams in Aladdin? How do you do that?
That's right.
Except you don't take the role. You're not going to, you just, it's hard. So you had James Earl Jones. He was still Mufasa. And James Earl Jones, I think he's like 88. Guy, and I interviewed him once. I had James Earl Jones on the phone once. I didn't want to say a thing.
Is that right?
I wanted him to grab A, aardvark, B, and just read the phone book.
Right.
The voice of James Earl Jones. This is CNN. That guy.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, he was terrific, but everybody else was different. And it wasn't bad different. It was just Lion King was like an iconic 1990s amazing movie.
So Timon was voiced by Billy Eicher, an actor, and then Pumbaa was Seth Rogen.
And he was fine, but he wasn't the original, hey, can't wait, K-Pom. I mean, that guy was fantastic in the cartoon.
Mm-hmm. Beyonce, of course, as Nala.
Yeah, fine, no problem with Nala. I mean, but the Pumbaa and Timon were pretty big. And Nathan Lane was, like, off the charts fantastic as a voice of Timon. And they did, you know, and I don't think it mattered who Simba was either. Simba, Nala, they're fine, good. But it just, I think I missed Pumbaa and Timon. Anyway, it's good. It's fine. It just, I will always love you, Whitney, and then here comes Beyonce, who's fantastic, but I kind of like Whitney.
Mm-hmm.
It's just what you grew up with.
Well, that was number three in the box office over the weekend as I was looking at the top.
What was the one?
Fast and Furious, Hobbs and Shaw.
You could have The Rock in a rocking chair knitting a sweater and people would watch it.
I guess.
No, he's just,
I mean, number one for the second week in a row, but aren't we, you know, getting tired of Fast and Furious movies?
Not if he takes his shirt off.
Is this number nine?
It doesn't matter. The Rock, I mean, talk about bank. If you're going to do any action movie, who's the number one guy you're calling?
The Rock.
He's going to score.
That's right.
It doesn't matter. Give him the ball, he scores a touchdown. Well, doesn't he get the ball all the time? Yeah, but he scores.
Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark at number two. Dora and the Lost City of Gold at number four. And then The Art of Racing in the Ring at number six. That's the one with the dog. I was kind of interested in that. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood at number five. So Lion King that you saw, though, at number three.
All right. Well, one other observation, and that'll be it for now on movies. But we were at Savoy. We went, and I think, let me say it again. I think we have two of the best movie houses, I mean, for our market size, stunningly great. But Friday night in Savoy, it was,
really?
On Friday night?
Okay, well, there's so much to do when the weather's nice.
I know, but I don't think there's anything really big. When's Avatar coming out? I heard the release was 2015. No, really. James Cameron has the second Avatar. Where's that? The guy puts out movies, but he takes forever. He did Titanic, first Avatar. He did, was the one with Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio.
Oh, yeah, The Abyss.
The Abyss.
I love that movie.
I'm telling you, the guy does great work, but he's kind of perfectionist, so it's going to come out when it comes out. But Avatar will be one of those blockbusters whenever it hits the screens.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, 8:38, Lane Thomas. Thomas.
Yeah, he's coming ahead.
Well, who's
Go
he?
Ahead.
He's a AAA guy. They called up, but he's got ability. He's one of the youngies for the St. Louis Cardinals. Cardinals down 8-4 going to the seventh. They had a weird deal. They were first and second. Jairo Munoz in Pittsburgh stole third base with the Cardinals ahead like 10-0. And apparently in baseball books, you don't do that. You're showing up the team. So he stole third when, come on, man, you already went, you know, that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
So weirdly, he gets hit in the back of the back near the head.
Uh-oh.
It's one of those, we remember that about 3 weeks ago. So he wasn't happy. The catcher had to get kind of in between them. So he goes to first. Then the next guy, with the bases loaded 8-4, the next guy gets hit in the back.
Uh-oh.
You're going, what are you guys doing? Then Lane Thomas comes up and hits a home run grand slam.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, all the microphones around Lane Thomas. This kid who played center field, only his second start in his life.
Yeah, I just had fouled off some pitches, you know, and he kind of hung a slider that I put a good swing on, and I knew he had, you know, walked and had trouble, you know, throwing a few guys in front of me, so I knew he was going to throw a fastball and just, you know, tried to get ready for it and put a good swing on it.
The breaking ball you fall off, that's
at least what I was thinking. You know, you never know what he's thinking, but that's kind of where my head was at, and, you know, it paid off there.
You also threw a guy out at home. How much pride do you take in your defense?
How close you come to that catch?
Close, man. It just, I think I'm going to have the trainers tighten the front of the glove there now. Yeah, but, yeah, it was close.
How tough has this been? I mean, you're used to playing every day. You come up here, you don't have the same opportunities, but when you've been called upon, you've been able to answer the bell.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's been tough. And the aspect of just getting your body like that, because then it's like you start a game and it's like you haven't played that many innings in a row a lot. So I think that's one of my main focus is just making sure my body feels good, and, you know, because you don't need a guy, you know, with his body not feeling good coming off the bench. So
when an opportunity shows up and you grab it the way that you did today, I mean, is that reassuring and reinforcing? Is that to be able to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it just gives you a little confidence knowing that you can kind of handle, you know, whatever's thrown at you. So hopefully it just keeps going that way.
Lane Thomas. How about that? Everybody surrounding him after the game. And Paul Goldschmidt went 4 for 5,
mm-hmm,
and did great. And as he goes, the Cardinals are going to go. I mean, if he hits like that, we're going to win.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll see what happens. Two behind the Chicago Cubs now. It's 8:41.
Hi, welcome. You can find more information about Habitat for Humanity's Raise the Wolf event at cuhabitat.org.
All right, here we go. Sports headlines.
St. Louis Cardinals win again. They swept the Pittsburgh Pirates. And boy, that felt good at home. I know my brother Gary and his family down there, Michelle.
They went to the game?
Yeah, yeah.
Did they stay?
In the really good seats.
Did they?
Oh, yeah.
They stay because there was a lot of people that had left.
That's true.
Because the Cardinals had not come that far back, I don't think, all year.
Mm-hmm.
So good for them, because it was not a full stadium when the Cardinals came back.
11-9 was the final, and good to get the audio earlier of Lane Thomas and that go-ahead hit. Wow, good stuff. And they have the day off today. Kansas City tomorrow, a 7:15 start here on ESPN 93.5.
At the record, you'd think, well, Cardinals will win that, but it's a rivalry, and they played two earlier. Kansas City's not very good, but they split with the Cardinals. So the Cardinals, you know, getting one out of two in Kansas City might be the best they can do. Who knows, though? Cardinals are got a little spring in their step right now.
Mm-hmm. Cubs over Cincinnati, 6-3. Phillies tomorrow, 6:05 start on U.S. 105.9. Oakland A's over the Chicago White Sox, 2-0. They'll host Houston tonight at 7:10. EI champions, Buckley's Dutch Masters, 8-7 winners come from behind over Royal. We also have the Illini basketball team that fell to the Netherlands, but won 3 and lost 1 on their Italy tour. Now they're doing some sightseeing.
Haven't heard much from the women.
They've been not really playing as much as they have been sightseeing in Australia.
They went to Australia to play a game or two here and there. Okay.
That's right.
That's a bonding deal.
Uh-huh, it is. Patrick Reed, 2-69 to win the Northern Trust in New Jersey after a six-month dry spell. Rafael Nadal wins at the Rogers Club. Serena Williams, at the age of 37, stops the match at 16 minutes in with back spasms and concedes. But Simone Biles is trending. The gymnast who won her 6th title, she had a triple-double exercise in Kansas City.
Amazing.
She's preparing for the Olympics in 2020.
She pulls that. Isn't that like a 10?
Unbelievable.
Come on.
Yep. What makes Rosati's Pizza different? We talked to owner-operator Shane Morrison about the difference between Rosati's and other pizza places in CU.
Number one, ingredients. We cut cheese daily. We only use the freshest ingredients, and we start every morning the same way, rolling dough.
Talk to me about your team.
Everyone wants to pitch in. Everybody wants to help. Yeah, we work as a team.
And you're available to everyone, right?
We deliver to all of CU and Savoy.
Dine in, carry out, or delivery. Thank Rosati's Pizza, 701 South Gregory, Urbana, or visit myrosatis.com/Urbana.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib. Once again, I'm hosting the Live to Lead mega event at Dai Hotel on Friday, October 11th. John Maxwell and 4 speakers, Angela Ahrens, Marcus Buckingham, Chris Hogan, and Rachel Hollis. Buy your tickets at HabibHabib.com. So bring your team. I guarantee you will be better equipped with new perspectives, practical tools, and key takeaways. Improving our minds is like working out. We can't go to the gym just once and expect to be in shape. It's a continuous process. Buy your tickets at HabibHabib.com.
Hi, this is Kirk Kaiser. At Freedom Roofing, we respect and appreciate our police and appreciate all the law enforcement does for us every day.
every single day. Because of this appreciation, we are going to give away a free roof to a deserving retired police officer to say thank you for keeping us safe. If you or someone you know wants to nominate a retired police officer for a free roof, just email freedom@sjbroadcasting.com. Just let us know in a paragraph who deserves this free roof. Again, send your nomination to freedom@sjbroadcasting.com. Freedom Roofing supports our law enforcement. This is Kirk Kaiser from Freedom Roofing. Thank you, law enforcement, for all you do.
Here we go. Weather.
We've got a high 83 expected today, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, 72 our low tonight, 20% chance of precipitation on Tuesday, otherwise clouds and a high 82, low 62, 80 the high with partly cloudy conditions Thursday and Friday, currently 74, ESPN 93.5.
Sam Astrek with Mattex Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. For 25 years, Mattex has been Central Illinois' premier provider for home services. We've worked hard to build long-term relationships with our customers. At Mattex, we strive for excellence and give you the personal attention you not only expect, but deserve. Visit MattexService.com today and see all the ways our trained and certified technicians can serve you. We specialize in train but service all brands. That's MattexService.com. Get the fix with Mattex.
Schedule your AC maintenance today.
The Atkins Group is proud to present the redefined premium home rentals at Pebble Point. These home rentals feature two-car garages, granite countertops, and stainless steel appliances. There's solar panels on the roof that'll help you with electric bills. And don't lift a finger because maintenance is included, including mowing, snow removal, and garbage. Pebble Point, located in Urbana near Stone Creek, Carl Clinic, and Meyer. Right-size your life with the new premium home rental. Call Amber at 213-3034 or go online at cuhomerentals.com.
ESPN Radio, along with our friends at Prospect Bank, are welcoming students back with our Welcome Back Student Bags on Quad Day. Look for our team spread throughout Campus Town distributing these bags starting around lunchtime on Sunday, August 25th. We'll hand out 1,000 bags randomly stuffed with cash, gift cards, and offers. That's right, 1,000 bags from local businesses like FedEx, Prospect Bank, Jets Pizza, Octave Apartments, and more. Look for us on the streets with our Welcome Back Student Bags Sunday, August 25th, and score some great deals on Quad Day.
Retiring Deputy Chief Bob Fitzgerald has joined me, and occasionally there are bad employees. That happens in every field, and it seems like that bad employee, one out of 1,000, gets the front page of the paper.
That is so true. If you look around, you'll see there could be 10 great things an officer does today, but the only thing you'll see on the news at night is the one thing one officer does that's bad.
And then the people that are anti-police, and they'll say, see, I told you, it's not fair.
Like I said, it's a small group of people, but they got the biggest mouths, and they get out there and they say what they want to say, and if there's a camera around, they'll get in front of it,
yeah.
And like I said, a lot of it has to do with perception.
I think body cameras are a great idea because they protect you from lies that the person might say.
Right, and we just went to body cameras this year, and they've already helped us. You see how the officers react, and we go back, we get a complaint, we look at that body camera, the video footage of it from the audio, and we see how the officers treat people, and they do a tremendous job.
Yeah.
It's helped us out greatly this year so far.
Brought to you by SK Exteriors, their website, callsktoday.com.
Pros like you do it right to get more bang for your buck because putting more toward your bottom line is good for business. Lowe's is here to help with deals on what you need to get the job done for less. Because now you can get 15% off custom special order Therma-True steel and fiberglass entry doors. And lockdown savings with 20% off select Schlage lock sets. Whatever job you're working on today, or any day, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Office valid through 8/18, U.S. only.
ESPN 93.5, Jeremy Warner program coming up. I went to football practice, as I mentioned, for about 20 minutes last week and determined that number 18 would start as my quarterback, even though I know nothing about anything. And I'll be darned if that's not the guy they think is going to start.
All righty.
Where's the call?
You must have had a spark.
I just think he looked better, but, I mean, nobody's calling me about advice. What about Unity High School has their artificial turf now installed. You can see that at newsgazette.com. They've got video, and it's like artificial turf. It's like Memorial Stadium.
Yeah.
Has Unity in purple on the end zones.
Maroon.
I mean, maroon.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Purple Riders of Arcola. Maroon in the end zones, and it just looks like a professional stadium.
Yes, it does.
Just a question and an observation. You have a stadium that looks like that. I can't get more seats? You spent $2 million or whatever it was. Can I get a few more bleacher seats? Or they don't need them? Because it looks like it's like and then this massive field.
They're just thinking, let's just chunk this up one at a time.
But if we're doing a couple million, can't we get a few
Because I think the baseball got a little, and I think their soccer field also.
I'm surprised there's no more. There won't be any more demand for seating because the visitor still has the dinky little. That's fine.
Well, and we really need restrooms and a better press box upstairs.
Yeah,
and
they didn't address that, but a whole bunch of money went into that, and they've been raising money for years for this.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, it's a big time deal, and if you're coming to the community. And the way Champaign-Urbana football has been going, and Central had a pretty good year last year, but otherwise it's kind of down. You'd probably take a peek at Unit 7.
That's right.
You probably would because of the program and the chance to play on nice
facilities.
Homecoming facility.
Game September 20th against the St. Joe Ogden Spartans.
Oh, that's always a dandy. Always a dandy.
Exactly.
Okay, we'll meet back here tomorrow and do this again.
Wonderful. Enjoy the day.
Thank you. That's Diane Ducey. Don't forget tomorrow I'm giving out our offer, Freedom Roofing. We've never done $2,000. And so our deal will be you'll get an estimate from Freedom if you're the one chosen. And if you like the estimate, just take $2,000 off of that. That's gonna probably do it. If you need a roof or somebody you know needs a roof, be listening tomorrow at 7:40 for that chance to get in on it. Okay? See you tomorrow. I'm Stevie J. Thank you for listening. Jeremy Warner program coming up next. A new show today at 4 o'clock announced here. Be listening, my friends. Thanks for tuning in. Talk to you tomorrow. Have a great Monday.
Getting tired of eating the same meals each week? Try something new. Get a taste of CU this August at Champaign Park District's signature event, The Taste of Champaign-Urbana. Visit Westside Park on August 16th and 17th for food, music, craft beer, and more. Enjoy lots of family activities like inflatables, gymnastics, and games in the Champaign Mom's Kids Zone. Visit Artist Sally for a taste of CU culture. Get more information on Taste of Champaign-Urbana happening August 16th and 17th at Westside Park at champagneparks.com. Taste of CU is presented by CI. IBM Bank, and proudly sponsored by this station.
Hey, it's Stevie J. Like many, I knew all about Game Day Spirits Illini gear, but I wasn't so knowledgeable about the corporate apparel they do. But they do really great work. I've had some shirts done, and some of my employees have too. They're very high quality and perfect for your business or organization. If you need something in the summer, need something in the winter, Game Day Spirit does custom screen printing and embroidery for every season or style. From blue collar to the boardroom, they have you covered with corporate apparel. Get a quote. Email sales@gamedayspirit.com and you'll be pleased.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, get your head in the game. This ain't no exhibition match. This is for real. You've got a house to insure, and there are no excuses because Progressive's Home Quote Explorer makes it easier than ever to get the coverage you need. Here's some music to get you pumped. Feel that confidence. Did I say stop saving money? No.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually, called a lot of roofing companies to get estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com.
Discount travel sites say they have the best prices, but Hilton.com has the price match guarantee. Look me in the eye. If you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off. Yeah, well, this is radio, so just stare at the radio. Hilton.com has the best prices. Pinky swear. Or, you know, radio swear. Plus, you can choose your exact room and get free Wi-Fi. Cross my heart, stick a needle in my radio. Expect better. Expect Hilton.
Must be a Hilton Honors member. Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com. Pinky swear.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Lands is your local Mitsubishi Electric Diamond dealer. Our technicians are experts at solving your comfort needs, one room or your whole house. Let us show you how a Mitsubishi Electric Union Cooling System can save you money now. Your comfort is our priority. Call Lands today at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at LandsInc.com. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call us at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
At Honda BMW, they believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready. And now you don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to. Just go to drivechampaign.com, click on the type of vehicle you're interested in, and look to the right-hand side of the page. It says Express Purchase. That means you can buy a car on your computer right now, only at the award-winning Honda BMW Express Purchase. Go to drivechampaign.com.
Everything is priced to move in the Habitat for Humanity warehouse sale at 302 North Broadway in Urbana. Habitat has been blessed with some great donations, but they need space for new items, so they're passing the savings on to you. Pick up affordable furniture, houseware, spikes, building supplies, and more at the Habitat for Humanity warehouse sale. Don't miss it at 302 North Broadway in Urbana on Saturday, August 17th from 8 a.m. till 2 p.m. Every purchase builds homes, communities, and hope.
Napa Know How.
At Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, get a $25 prepaid Visa card when you get any Napa Automotive battery. It's the best deal for some of the best batteries from some of the best car people around. But we might be a little partial. Anywho, pick up any Napa Automotive battery and save $25. Do it yourself or have it done for you. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, while supplies last, offer ends 8/31/19.
You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana.